During their regular session on May 19th, the Pocahontas County Commissioners voted to provide the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, with a letter of support for Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, PMH, and their application to the USDA for a loan of up to $7.5 million. Prior to the commissioners making this vote, Mary Beth Barr, the CEO of PMH, explained to the commissioners that the purpose of this loan would be to expand their existing facility, adding 11,275 square feet to the existing 23,824 square feet of the present facility, which was built and occupied in 1995. In her presentation, Barr explained that this is needed because outpatient departments create 80% of the hospital's revenue, and there is no physical space left to expand the outpatient services offered. On January 21, 2020, PMH presented to the Commission the positive results of a feasibility study by the firm Arnett, Carbis & Toothman, known as ACT, A-C-T. On March 3, 2020, the Commission authorized PMH to proceed with the loan application with the understanding that they were under no obligation to agree to the acceptance of the loan if the application was approved by the USDA. On May 15, 2020, the USDA informed PMH that they had ran the numbers and liked what they saw, but needed a letter of support for PMH's application from the Commission. Barr explained that the expansion would add a minor operating room as well as expanded areas for other emergency, outpatient, and administrative departments. She also told the commissioners that the USDA funding is available until July 31, 2020, with a current fixed interest rate of 2.375%. She said that if they receive the $1 million donation promised by a private donor and can raise another $1 million in the fundraising campaign, the USDA loan amount could be lowered to $5.5 million instead of $7.5 million. Commissioner Walt Helmick said his concerns include the need for the commission to develop a viable structured collateral base, that's other words for a money source, just in case the hospital defaults and the commission has to pick up the loan. Helmick said he had no problem with the commission sending a letter of support at this point, since this still does not yet involve a commitment, and the other commissioners agreed. In other actions at the meeting, the commissioners approved the quote from Latimus Communications for a new 911 radio system for the northern part of the county. They extended the broadband study grant until June 30, 2021, authorized the county clerk to hire Jacqueline Hollinsworth as a full-time deputy clerk effective June 1, 2020, agreed to submit a petition application to the Federal Communications Commission to grant an exception to allow both DirecTV and Dish Network to offer local West Virginia TV channels to county customers, made some routine year-end budget revisions and resolutions for various revenues and expenditures and for courthouse offices. They successfully tested the new electronic voting machines for the June 9th primary election. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.